Good evening. This is Heartstock Radio. I'm Carol Murphy. Thanks again for being here. Our program this evening, we've got an excellent guest, Julianne Stittick, who is a motivational speaker, brand strategist, and an author of 3 books. In just a moment, Julianne will be back with us, and she's going to tell you all about what she's up to and introduce herself. This is Heartstock. I'm Carol Murphy. Thanks for being here.
This land was made for you and me. As I went walking at Ribena Highway, I saw above me that in the skyway. I saw below me that golden valley.
You're listening to Heartstock Radio. This evening, our guest is Julianne Stittick. Hi, Julianne.
Hi, Carol. I'm excited to be here.
Welcome, and thank you so much. Please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Well, my name is Julianne Stittick. As you said, I am a motivational speaker and a personal brand strategist. I've been in the business for about 22 years, and I've worked with some major brands, as well as working with a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners, speakers, authors, coaches. But the thing that they all have in common is these are all brands that are purpose-driven brands. And I absolutely love what I do working with accomplished business owners.
We always like to start out getting to know you a little better. Tell our listeners a little bit about your journey. What led you to do this line of work?
Well, you know, of course, I think probably as so many other people, my life is really what led me on this journey to working in the field that I work. I have the personal part of my journey, and then I have the professional part of my journey. And I'll start with the professional part. My previous career years ago was I was handling marketing and branding for an executive commercial real estate firm, and absolutely loved all of the marketing pieces. And then my youngest was born, and I decided I was going to stay home and be a stay-at-home mom. And that ended after about 15 minutes because, you know, I was I love being out and about, and so I was able to. I took a part-time job I thought would be a lot of fun to take a part-time job at Nordstrom. And I quickly was promoted, and they trained me to be one of their personal stylists. And then I ended up leaving that position when my son was diagnosed with autism, and my husband had a hip replacement on the same week. And I knew that I just needed to be focusing more time at home. And before I left Nordstrom, they had connected me with a number of women's organizations, and I was going out and I was doing speaking for these organizations around image. And so even though I was no longer working for Nordstrom, I was still doing these speaking engagements. And a woman approached me after one of these engagements and asked me if I worked with people individually. And in true entrepreneurial form, I said, well, yes, I do. And she asked me how I worked with people. So I described it to her. And she said, you know, I'd really be interested in working with you. What do you charge? And I said, well, I literally, Carol, pulled this out of the air. And I said, well, I charge $150 an hour. And I'm thinking, there is no way in heck this lady is going to pay me $150 an hour. And she said, okay, when can we work together? So what I have done as a result, and how I've built my personal branding agency, is I have mixed and blended the branding and the marketing background the image background, and then personal development, which is just a huge passion of mine. And so I have blended the three of those together to create what is a very unique approach to personal branding, which is really working with the individual or the leader or the business owner to develop their personal brand from the element of personal growth. Because when you're branding someone, you want them to be showing up as the best version of themselves. And so many people have issues around confidence and visibility. And so what I've learned over the course of these 22 years is that I need to work with those issues first with the client, and then we will address all of the different elements of a personal brand, which I think we're going to get into a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly how I have built my business. And I feel incredibly blessed each and every day, even on those days when I want to throw in the towel and go to work at Starbucks or something like that. I feel blessed that I get to do something that stirs my soul and excites me and that I have passion about.
It sounds very transformational. Tell us a little bit about your own personal journey and how that's become interwoven into the work that you do with brands.
Okay, absolutely. Well, I was raised in a really wonderful family, great parents, but there's always the but, and that is that I had been being sexually abused by a family member, a distant relative, for a number of years, starting at a very, very young age. And because of that, I felt, you know, the typical, a lot of shame. I felt like I was a bad person. And so what happened is I was afraid to be visible because it wasn't safe to be visible. And also what I did is it really actually gave me an interest in all things image, because I could hide behind looking perfect all the time. That was sort of my shield. Because if I looked perfect on the outside all the time, people wouldn't know what I thought, you know, they wouldn't see the bad person that I thought that I was. And so there's a couple of things that happened as a result of that. I was deeply invested in a lot of personal development and getting the professional help that I needed to move beyond that shame and all of those pieces. And then there's another thing that happens when you are, let's call it awoken, mm-hmm. and at a time in your life when mm-hmm. you are too young to be woken up, it actually heightens your level of sensitivity, compassion, intuition. And so that is the personal part of the journey has really given me a level of understanding people and really being able to zero in very quickly on this nugget in them that needs to be healed and loved so that then they can grow and move beyond some of the things that maybe they've dealt with in the past.
Yes, and you and I have done some work around this concept and idea of sacred wounding that not everybody, but the majority of people seem to have incidents, maybe one, maybe many incidents in their life that wakes them up. This traumatic things seem to, make us more aware of our internal life and the internal life of others around us too, I think.
Right. It can either do that or you can just numb it, right? You know, some people just choose to numb it and
for a while.
Live. right, exactly. They choose to numb it and they choose to live in a place of being a victim to it. And so, you know, I'm just really grateful that you know, I'm a Norwegian Irish woman who's a fighter. You know, I am a survivor. I am resilient. And I'm just grateful that I had that fight in me. Otherwise, I think that I probably would have drank myself to death, because there was a time that I was abusing alcohol and I was doing it because I was trying to numb. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't really until I stopped drinking and started living a healthier lifestyle that I was then able to really see myself in a different way and understand that I could look at this circumstance and go, you know what, this is something that happened to me and I can do something with it. I don't have to just let it sit and be for naught.
Yes. It can be very empowering to really come to terms with all of that. I know it's given me a lot of strength, and one of my most important sacred woundings was growing up here in Butte in a Superfund cleanup site. It really made me close to nature and the natural planet and the natural systems that we're all connected to. So it's good news.
It is. Yes.
It's very beautiful.
It is.
So let's talk a little bit. I'm very intrigued about purpose-driven brands. What exactly does that mean to you and to your clients?
So a purpose-driven brand is unique in that the brand is in business for something bigger than itself. And it's something bigger than itself, and it's contributing to the greater good. The beauty of a purpose-driven brand is that, you know, let's use yours, for example, right?
Okay.
The beauty of Purse for the People is that, you know, not only do you have these beautiful handbags that I have one and I love to death, and I'm so excited about all of the new styles and everything that you have out. And the beauty of the brand is that there's this beautiful product, right? But there's a purpose behind the product. And when your customers become not just customers, but they become engaged and invested in the vision and the purpose of your brand, and those are the customers that are going to tell everyone about you. So you're not only getting a customer, but you're getting truly a raving customer because they are inspired by the vision.
Yeah. I like to think of it as a tribe.
Yes.
A tribe of warrior women.
I love it.
Is every business a brand?
Yes. Absolutely. Every business is a brand, and every person is a personal brand, whether they're in business or not. I mean, that, like I like to say, you have a personal brand, whether you like it or not. And your personal brand really is what someone's experience is of you from the moment that they lay their eyes on you for the first time, whether it be in a live setting, like where you and I met, or online. And what this individual's experience is of you through, you know, from the first moment they meet them through whatever the relationship is, whether, you know, it's a customer or, you know, consulting or, you know, products, whatever, through that relationship and then beyond, because it's that overall experience that is going to build the following and give you those repeat and referral customers.
So we're about at our halfway point. We're going to take a quick music break and we'll be right back and talk about your book or books.
Yay.
This is Heartstock Radio and I'm Carol Murphy. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Good evening. This is Heartstock Radio. I'm Carol Murphy, your host. We've got Clark here in the studio as usual. Thanks so much, Clark. And with us this evening is Julianne Stittick, and she's written her latest book, Purpose Crisis. Julianne, tell us about that. What do you mean by purpose crisis?
I cannot tell you how excited I am about the launch of this book. It is what I consider to be the way that we are going to heal the world, is by helping people to identify what their purpose is. So the book really is about how women, this book was written for women. What I have found in the years that I've been in business is that there is this common thread that comes through with every single client that comes to me, no matter what level they are in business. They could be brand new, they could be a $100 million business. But what happens is that there's all these elements of who they are, and they want to identify a solidified, cohesive, consistent brand. And what I have found is that the nucleus of that brand is what that individual's purpose is. Because when we can identify what their purpose is, then we actually have a touch point or a center point to be able to make every single business decision that we have. And what I've learned through the coaching that I do with women is that most women don't know what their purpose is. And they're going through transitions in their lives. They can be 20 years old and they can be 75 years old. But women are coming to me, they're going through transitions and there's something missing. And they're looking for more meaning. They want to know why they're here. They want to know, what is unique and special about me? And it doesn't get any more unique and special than a purpose. And so the book is about, what is a purpose, first and foremost? What is your purpose? And then all of the things that you can do in your life to fuel that purpose. And the fueling piece is where I find the most transformation. I know it has been for me in my personal life, as well as for my clients. And so the idea is that when you know what your purpose is and you have this nucleus that you can look to as a litmus test for every decision that you make in your life, is, will this decision move me towards my purpose or away from my purpose? And then holding that purpose sacred and then fueling it through self-care and having clean personal relationships. And things like contribution. And so it's all of those elements that are what really build that purpose and help the individual achieve it.
So purpose, that sounds pretty deep. How does, if I'm your client and I know I have a purpose, but I'm just not really sure what it is, how do I get to that? I mean, that could be buried under a lot of, you know, shoulds and shouldn'ts, especially
exactly.
For women, because society likes to tell us what we should and shouldn't do as
exactly.
Yeah. As
it's,
ladies.
It's true. I call that in my book, the voice on your shoulder. And so when I work with a client, the first question I will ask is, what is your purpose? And typically I will get an answer like, it's my purpose to be a wife, or it's my purpose to be a mother, or it's my purpose to be a good daughter, you know, just you. Mm-hmm. So what they end up giving me an answer is that it's a role that they play. It's not actually their purpose. So here's what I believe from the down to my pinky toe is that I think everyone knows what their purpose is. And so what I do is I help coach people around to identifying, you know, when you think about your purpose is tied to the hope of who you know you could be if all of those little voices on the shoulder were gone, right? And so I do a lot of vision work with people of like really looking at what do you want in your life? And they'll say, well, you know, I'd like to do this, but da 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 da. And that's a voice on the shoulder. So we identify where the voice on the shoulder came from. We thank it for serving us the way that it did when it first came to us. And then we visualize literally brushing it off and saying, that's somebody else's voice. I'm going to go after what I want. And so when we do this vision work and we talk about it, what we're also doing is we're also working to identify what their strengths are. What are their gifts as a person? What do they love doing? So can I give you an example?
I would love that.
Okay. So I was working with Nancy, and Nancy came to me. She was a food editor in Fort Worth, Texas. She had a brand called Chef Impersonator, and she would do these videos where she would cook these gourmet meals as the everyday woman, and they were fun and quirky. And she would just basically teach people that, hey, you know, you can do it too. Well, as we began to work together, I remember saying to her, you know, Nancy, I don't feel like you're very excited about what you're doing. And she sat back and she goes, you know, I think you're right. I'm not. And I said, well, what would you do if you could do absolutely anything? And she said, well, it has to do with food. And I said, great. So let's write that down, food. And then I said, what else? And she said, well, and then she hesitated. And I said, what were you going to say? She said, well, you know, I've always liked photography. But I don't know anything about photography. And I've never, you know, and I said, so you can become a food photographer. And she goes, but I don't know anything about, and I said, that's okay. You can take classes. So 2 weeks later, we had our next coaching session and she decided she was going to go for it. And I said, okay, we wrote a social media post and she hemmed and hawed about putting it up. And I said, you're putting it up. You're just going to do it. I just want you to push the post button right now. And so she did. And she declared to the world that she was going to start this food photography business. Well, a year later, she was on the cover of USA Today for National Ice Cream Day. She had taken her classes. She had done the hard work. But what it came down to is that her purpose, and I get chills when I say this, her purpose was based on memories as a child of being with her Italian grandmother. Her Italian grandmother used to cook for her and feed her, and how meaningful it was for her to be sitting around the table with loved ones. And so her purpose was to use her gifting and her passion to paint the world with a beautiful canvas of food photography to really foster people getting together over the table and connecting.
Yes, one of the languages of love.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. My love language is when people cook for me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it just goes straight to the heart for me. That's for sure.
It does. It does.
So once we've identified what our purpose is, then how do we apply that to all of the nuts and bolts of being an entrepreneur?
Love that question. So there's five elements that I cover with personal branding. There's five keys. The first is brand identity, like who are you? What's your purpose? What are your strengths? What do you value? What are you passionate about? The second piece is image, so like hair, wardrobe, makeup. The third piece is language. It's every way that you articulate your brand identity. So it could be copy, marketing copy, web, the way you speak about your business, and the way that you carry yourself. So how you are articulating your confidence around your business and your purpose. The next piece is your online presence. So how are you showing up online? Are the images that you are using for your online presence representative of you at your best? Are they representative of you living your purpose? And then the last piece is customer experience. And that piece is super important because, like I said at the beginning, when we make all of our decisions based on our purpose, we recognize the value of creating the best possible experience for the customer, because that's what's going to keep them coming back and talking about our brand. So it's a very holistic approach.
And it's not a wishy-washy thing. I know that's one of the things that I struggle with sometimes. It's like, well, should I do this or should I do that? But if you're really connected to that purpose, it all seems very clear and like stepping stones almost.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, Carol, you are such a great example of someone who had you started with a purpose. I mean, I remember years ago listening to you talk about this purpose, and I have been able to see you manifest that.
Yeah, it's been a lot of aha moments as I've found things that I've connected with, the product, and it's just unfolded. It's kind of hard to explain, but there's a magic to it. I found the handbags, I learned more about them, the fact that they're so connected to the forest, to Mother. It's like, oh, this is perfect.
Yes, yes. And you're so passionate about it and you love adventure. So you were able to bring, and adventure is one of the things that I talk about fueling your purpose. That's one of, it's called purpose play. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, how can you really feel this purpose and enjoy this purpose? And a lot of that comes down to, you know, you traveled, you sourced, you did all of these things to bring this beautiful brand together. And what you were doing unknowingly is you were actually fueling your purpose along the way. And I think that's one of the reasons that you've been successful with it.
Well, it certainly made me very determined. I mean, I think I'm a stubborn person to start with, but when you're really connected to that purpose, it's like, it's not about the bag necessarily. It's not about the product. It's about what is deeply underlying and feeding that.
Right. Which is what? Tell me what it is
for
you.
It's what I was saying before, was our connection to the planet, that every single thing, the virtual air that we breathe is given to us freely by Mother Earth, the planet, the natural systems. We're living on a magical living globe. That's pretty damn amazing.
It is. And you're impacting so many lives.
Well, and that's the bottom line of, you know, what, you know, when you see the endpoint of what that purpose is driving is, you know, I'm part of a huge movement on the planet that is all about Mother Earth.
Love it. We love Mother Earth.
We do. I just, this morning I went for this absolutely amazing walk, and I'm just the magic. It's beautiful. I have to, this is the weirdest thing, and I usually don't do this on this program because we're kind of running out of time, but I had a bird sing to me this morning. It got close, and I mean, you know, 12 inches away, it came, it sat on a branch, and it sang to me. It was pretty magical.
Oh, so, I love that.
Please tell our guests how they might reach you.
Oh, well, they can reach me. They can go to my website at julianstittick.com. They can also get access to a number of free resources there. And yeah, they can just go to julianstittick.com and make a connection. I love connecting with people that are also purpose-driven, and those are the clients that I choose to work with.
Hmm. Thank you, Julianne. I feel warm
Thank
inside.
You. Oh, well, I feel warm inside just talking to you, Carol.
This is Heartstock, and I'm Carol Murphy. Thank you once again for listening. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Heartstock Radio is a production of KBMF 102.5 Butte America Radio. Hear our live programs every Friday at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time via live stream at butteamericaradio.org.